The very first line of the reading today is very significant. Beloved, we love God because He first loved us. In two ways. He first loved us. He created us. He cared for us. He feeds us. His Son died to atone for our sins. But He also first loved us by moving us to love Him. Without that movement from God to God, we wouldn't love Him. That's a gift. But He goes on to apply it now. If anyone says, I love God, but hates his brother, he's a liar. You can't do that. That's all there is to it. There's only one agape. It's for God and for our brothers and sisters and the angels. And there's no other love. He's a liar. For whoever does not love a brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. This is the commandment we have from him, from Jesus. Whoever loves God must also love his brother and sister. But we're not in the text, because back there, it just covered everybody. There wasn't any distinction. So, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Messiah, is the Christ, is begotten by God. That belief we have, that we share, that we're practicing right here and now, is a pure gift from God. That's why we preach. That's why we talk to people. To spread this gift. I always remember there's a, in the life of St. Francis, he was up on the top of the mountain there praying away for a good month or so. And Claire, his disciple, as it were, sent him a message. Francis, thus says the Lord, I have not called you for yourself. Come down and preach. You see, whoever loves the Father, you see, loves the one begotten by him. In this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. Now he puts it the other way. You see, if you love God, you should be, loving his children. And how do we know that we love the children of God? When we love God and keep his commandments. Not up to me to determine what it means to love my brother and sister. It's up to God. And we have to learn that from him and put ourselves at the service of each other, you see. And in this way we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For whoever is begotten by God conquers the world. Why? How? Conquer the world. It's a big world out there, and most of it's pretty stinky. How do we conquer it? Do you see the power that is in us? That we can overcome the world, not only within our own drives, but change this world so that people love each other and care for each other. We have the power. Whoever is begotten by God conquers the world. And the victory that conquers the world is our faith. If we really live by faith, then this world cannot conquer us, even if it tries to kill us. And so, starts off then, beloved, we love God because he first loved us. That's where it all starts. If we're here this morning, yeah, it's chilly, we all feel heroic. Not me, I just had to come from upstairs. But it's God moving us. We're not bright enough to know we should be here. It's God moving us. And the more that we let God move us, the more that that love, which is shared in the Trinity, becomes in our heart. And we love God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. And we want to do what he wants done, and we want to preach. Somehow or other, to your uncle, your aunt, your children, the neighbor, the grocery store, wherever you want, preach, tell people. You know, if you had, let's say, a truckload of good food, and you drove into a neighborhood where there was nothing, wouldn't you give some away? Of course you would. Well, better than just a truckload of apples or food, we have divine life. Because we're so holy? No, no. By the pure mercy of God. Well, what shall we do about that? Share it. Share it one way or the other. Tell people. Pray for people. You know, real intercession for the world is a dimension of the Beatitude. Blessed are they who mourn. Mourn because God is not known. God is not loved. People hate each other. They deprive each other. And they don't know where they're going. And they don't know how long they're going to live. And they don't know what's going to happen after they die. And we mourn for that. And then we pray. An intercession, that kind of intercession, is born from that beatitude of mourning. Penthos, it's called. So first we mourn for our own sins, of course. And that's what sets it up. But mourning for our sins is a gift from God. We cannot mourn for our sins on our own. We're too stupid. And we're too self-centered. I'm fine. I'm okay. There's nothing wrong with me. What an illusion. And only God can take away that veil. I think I've told you this before. The Kyrie of ours said, don't ask God for a vision of your true state before him. I did, and I nearly went crazy. And that's the Kyrie of ours. Imagine what will happen to us. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten by God. You realize that if we're here and we're believing, it's because God is moving in us. How can we believe? You see, you're begotten by God. You've got God's life in you. You see. And everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by him, Jesus, of course. But here, he means one another. John is very strong on that, as you hear. But that's why the whole Lord had it written, so that we would ponder this. And this is Christmas time. The Lord is in our midst, absolutely, right here. I got to quit. Just preaching. I don't have to quit the Christian life, but I have to get over it. His commandments are not burdensome. For whoever is begotten by God conquers the world. And it gets easier and easier to stay out of sin the more we yield to God. And we keep up, by golly, we could be saints. Well, there's a lot of suffering in being a saint. A lot of suffering in just living. This is very encouraging, isn't it? You know? The only thing I'm going to say about the gospel is that the Lord says, if you want to know who I am and what my mission is, just pick up this text from Isaiah that he read out in the synagogue. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and let the oppressed go free, and proclaim a jubilee year, a year acceptable to the Lord, but a perpetual jubilee year. Now that's our Lord's self-description. He's back home. This Jesus, you know, from Mary down there and Joseph. And he's going all over the place talking about God. And everybody's listening to him and his miracles and everybody's getting healed. So finally he comes home. Now let's see what you can do here, which we've been hearing about, you know. And he gives a self-definition. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor.